Hey, what is up, guys? I'm Scott Lowe, and it is great to see you again. Hey, I've got a question. What time is it? Yes, I'm wearing a watch, but it doesn't work. Also, that question was just a way to introduce today's topic, which is time. How do you ask about it? How do you talk about it? Well, first, how to ask about the time. So now we already know, what time is it? What time is it? Perfect. I would say that's the most common way to ask about the time. But you can also say, do you have the time? Do you have the time? Or in spoken English, a more informal way, you could say, you got the time? Nice. Now, before we answer that question, let's review the numbers on the clock. Repeat after me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Excellent. Okay, now let's talk about how to answer that question, what time is it? So let's start with the most basic way to answer. It's 7 o'clock. Or whatever number, that's just an example. It's 7 o'clock. Or if it's obvious that you're talking about a time, you can just say 7. You don't need to say a clock necessarily. The movie starts at 7, for example. The movie starts at 7. And here in the US, unless you're in the military, we don't use 24-hour time. Or in other words, if it's 7 at night, we don't say 19. No, we just say 7 at night or 7 p.m. And it's the same for morning and afternoon. For example, it's 4 in the morning and you're still awake? It's 4 in the morning and you're still awake? Yeah, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you stay awake until 4 in the morning. Maybe you found a really good show on Netflix and you just have to watch one more episode. You have to finish the season, obviously. It happens. By the way, anytime after midnight, which is 12 a.m., we say a.m. or in the morning. So for example, 1 a.m., even though it's dark outside, we say 1 in the morning. So then if I stay awake until 4 in the morning, then I will probably end up sleeping until 2 p.m. or 2 in the afternoon. I have to get my beauty rest. Okay, great. But when you talk about time, it's not always the exact hour. What happens if it's in between hours and somebody asks you, what time is it? Well, the most common way, and the way that I use, the way that I recommend that you use as well, is just to say hours and minutes. Simple. So for example, 3:15, 3:15. 3:30, 3:30. You don't need any preposition or article in between, you just say the hour and the minutes. And you can say a.m. or p.m., of course, to be specific, but when we say the minutes, we don't say a clock. One more time, when we specify the minutes, we do not say a clock. And one more detail, we don't say 7:01, for example. No, we say 7:01, 7:02, 7:03, all the way until 9, 7:09, and then 7:10. Okay, the last thing, 15, 30, and 45 are special. Special because there's another way to express these times or these minutes. For example, 8:15, you could also say a quarter past 8. Yeah, because 15 minutes is a quarter of an hour. So 8:15, a quarter past 8. Or 8:30 is half past 8, because 30, half of an hour, of course. The movie starts at 8:30. The movie starts at 8:30. Got it? Okay, great. How about this example? It's already 4:45. Time flies. It's already 4:45. Time flies. 4:45. It's a little bit different. 4:45. What would that mean? 4:45. Because it's 15 minutes, a quarter, to, or until, 5 o'clock. And it's not just 5 o'clock. This works with any time. If it's 15 minutes before, a quarter to three, a quarter to 12. All right, so again, a quarter to is 15 minutes before, and a quarter past or half past is 15 or 30 after that time. Now, honestly, I don't really use that. I just say hours and minutes because I think it's easier. So you can use whichever one that you prefer, but it's important that you're at least aware of it because, of course, some people use it. So that's it, guys. That is how to ask about and how to tell people the time. So now go practice, and I will see you in the next one. Peace out.
Vader Talk.